Hello, and welcome to the Business Finance Matters podcast. I'm here with my co-host, Trevor Peary. How are you, Trevor?
Well, thank you, David.
Trevor, this is Series 1, Episode 1 of the BFM, i.e. Business Finance Matters podcast.
Superb.
You and I have been beavering away in the background
beavering.
For the last few months, putting together what we think is going to be a podcast that will hopefully make a difference to our industry. So if we just give a little bit of background as to what we're doing over the coming weeks and months, so hopefully everyone will understand what it is we're doing and why we're doing it, i.e. the cause, Trev. What is the cause behind Business Finance Matters? Well, first of all, the word matters has a dual meaning. Business Finance Matters was, I can't remember who chose that name. I'll take the credit.
Yeah, you normally do.
It was chosen because, well, business finance matters, as there's a lot of things going on in the business finance world, but also, Trev, emotionally to you and I, and I know many others, it matters. It matters because our industry has seen a decline in the understanding of what we do. And ultimately, Trev, we are all here for one reason and for one reason only, and that is to provide business owners with the guidance, the advice, but certainly to give them peace of mind and the confidence of knowing that if they come through an organization like mine, for example, or anybody else that we work with in our industry, they know that they're going to be given the right pathway, the best fit to the best type of finance that they will need to ensure that they've got their business back on the straight and narrow for whatever reason, whether it's cash flow, working capital, etc. If you align it to a similar marketplace that exists in the independent or in the consumer world, i.e. the IFA market, the independent financial advisory marketplace, there's very few people I know that will, for example, go direct to a building society or a bank to get a mortgage. They will go to their IFA. It's the same with any investment, any pension. And this, as far as we're concerned, is how businesses should adopt to gain access to the best fit finance. And we use the word best fit, Trevor, as you know, because that's not necessarily going to mean the cheapest rate. It may not necessarily mean the type of finance that they were particularly interested in, but it's what we consider as professionals to be the best fit for their business, for the purposes that they need their money for. So ultimately, we are trying to, as two individuals, put this signpost up, make it a bigger signpost, to try and get businesses to understand who we are, how to get hold of us, and more importantly, to get them the access to finance, which you and I both know, Trev, especially at the moment, is a nightmare.
Mate, you are Bob on. And on that, let's talk about ourselves. Who are you? Where are you from?
What are you? The police?
I am the, who are you, police?
Good question. I need to compare my notes to find out who I am, what I do. I started off, believe it or not, Trev, as an engineer. And after 5 years of beating my head against the engineering world, decided this is not for me. And quite frankly, I didn't quite know what I wanted to do.
I didn't know that, mate. That's news to me. I didn't know that. An engineer.
Yeah.
Blimey.
Studied for engineering.
Wow.
Got a little certificate, said I'm qualified.
Wow.
But after 5 years, just decided that's not for me. And I didn't know what I wanted to do. And I tell you what, Trev, I was driven by an advert in the local paper that said, blah, 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 company car.
Now that is hilarious. So I started off working for a national removal firm, would you believe? A trainee manager, fresh out of college. Really? I got
removing what?
Well, we perhaps better not go there, but the deal was I used to go around and have to size up the size and shape of how, you know, and then estimate the cost of the removal. Well, what I didn't realize was, although I was suited and booted, if I got it wrong, the old boys on the van used to phone me up and say, right, you got this one wrong again. Get out here and help us lug it onto the van. Yeah. And do you know what? I did exactly the same, Dave. I was living at home with mum and dad at the time, got the local paper, and I said, right, I want a job with a company car.
Hey.
Isn't that mad? Ain't that mad?
Listen. So I went for this job. I had no finance experience whatsoever. It was for
No.
It was for a brokerage. They specialized in asset finance. I went for this interview. The guy who interviewed me was a chap called Michael Davies. The company name was Limehouse Finance. We had this interview. We got on. He said to me, look, I'm looking for somebody that has no experience so I can train them up the way I want them. And I got the job, mate. And do you know what that company car was?
Oh, yeah.
A Ford XR3i. In red.
Hey, now calm down. Calm down. I had my first company car, and this is going to give our age away a little bit, was an Austin Maestro. Whoa, for those of you that don't know what an Austin Maestro looks like.
Was it white?
No, it was blue. It was blue. It was navy blue. Now, what I didn't realize was 2 weeks into the role, the flaming thing blew up. And my mate, who I became very good mates with there, he turned around to me and was laughing his head off. And I said, what are you laughing at? He said, oh, that's the third engine we've had in that car in the last 6 months. I said, oh, I get you. And then I was with a Ford Fiesta. Wasn't an XR2, mate. It was a 1.6L, but it was luxury. It was absolutely
luxury.
There
we go, mate. Lovely. I mean, back in those days, to have an XR3i, I think I was early 20s. A lot of my mates were still at uni.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They're only motor transport with a bike.
Yeah.
A little chopper Rally. A Rally chopper, whatever they were called.
A Rocco there.
We're going off on tangents. Yeah, listeners will appreciate
that. Okay. Well, let me kick
everything
in.
We do will go off on tangents.
40 years man and boy. First real job. I mean, not the one with the company car. Let's forget about that. It was with a finance house, but they got bought, sold 150 times. No one knows. But it's actually for part of the Royal Bank of Scotland. They owned a finance company called Roy Scott Trust. I'd never heard of them. I didn't know who they were. It wasn't until I turned up for the interview and saw the Royal Banker logo on the door, Royal Bank of Scotland logo on the door, I realized they were a bank, part of a bank. I thought it was some bloke. Some Roy Scott had just set up his business. Anyway.
Great bloke, Roy.
So, there we go.
Potted history from Trevor. Yeah, so worked for this brokerage, Limehouse Finance. We specialize in asset finance. I loved it. I just felt like, something that I was born to do, working with businesses, raising finance. We used to do a lot of our business with a Mancunian-based company called Sovereign Leasing. I remember the day.
No, I remember them.
It was yesterday. Applications would go up.
On
a bit of paper, on the fax machine.
Wallop.
Used to get those company house fiches, I think they were called.
Oh, yeah, microfiches. Good grief.
That's it, microfiches. That was how we used to do the business. None of this fanning around with
interwebs,
bank statements. And interwebs. And, yeah, you got it. But anyway, we digress again, Trev.
Sorry.
Do you remember the recession in the early 90s?
Mate, I caused it.
Yeah, I thought it was you.
Yeah, I withdrew my money.
So we were sat there and the recession was biting. Lenders were pulling back. Not that dissimilar to what's happening these days, you could argue.
Mm.
But the fact of the matter was I and Michael Davies were the last men standing. We got rid of everybody else. And my sister, who was in banking and she was working at NatWest at the time, said to me, you want to look at going into the invoice finance market because the banks are pulling back on overdrafts. Businesses need cash flow.
Yeah.
And I can see the invoice finance market booming. So I thought, okay, invoice finance market, here I come. Could I get a job? No. Why? Because I didn't have a degree, Trev.
Oh, that old malarkey.
And, I knocked on a few doors and everyone was saying, you got a degree? I went, nope, sorry, not interested. Anyway, as you know, Trev, I have an extensive background.
Indeed, I do.
In the egg shape game.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You were pretty good at one stage, weren't you?
Allegedly so. Anyway, someone I knew who played at Harlequins Rugby Club was working for Crédit Lyonnais.
Oh, yes. God bless
the French. And he said to me, why don't you come down? Let's have a chat. Mate, I still remember that interview. We spoke very little about the company. We spoke very little about what it is We spent most of our time talking about the game.
Yeah.
And anyway, at the end of the interview, you said, you know what, David, I'm going to give you a shot.
So should we move on and talk about, we don't need to mention them by name. I mean, what's the timeline here, Dave? What's the chronology of the guests that we're going to have on board?
So ideally, Trevor, what we're going to do is we're going to keep the first series short and sweet.
Nice.
We're going to deliver 6 episodes. We're going to keep it to 6 episodes. That's the plan. I mean, plans change, but ideally we'll be doing, so this is our introduction, our first official podcast, if you like. Next month, we're going to actually be talking to a business owner.
Nice.
That's ultimately who our marketplace is.
Yep.
To the business owners. Then we're going to be talking to an accountant, Trev. I think their roles have changed over the years.
Yeah.
Ultimately, they're still the person or the organization that businesses trust, businesses have to work with for various regulatory reasons. But it'd be interesting to hear from an accountant's point of view where they see the market, how they see their customers.
Sure.
How they're being challenged in the current climate. And then the following episode, Trev, well, we're going to have lenders in, we're going to have industry experts in. But then in between there, we're going to pepper.
Yes.
Pepper.
Yes.
The monthly podcast with sort of 10-minute fillers.
I like the cut of your jib there, grocer. So the cut of your jib.
So if we get a new story that's come up, I know there's a new story that's recently come up on LinkedIn only today, Trevor.
Oh, yeah.
About our dear and beloved funding circle. Anything that we think has industry interest,
yeah,
then we're going to do a 10-minute filler just to cover it off. And ultimately, what we want is to get people to share and review what we're doing, because if we can get questions in or
that'd
we
be
get
great.
Comments in,
I was just about to
we
say
could
that.
Also,
yeah.
We can also include that in the fillers as well.
Love so it.
It's going to be driven by the marketplace. We don't want to keep driving this trip, do
no.
we? I mean, there's only so far you can drive something, then you fall asleep at the wheel, and then you're off.
But let's remember, who are we trying to reach out to? And I'll never get bored of saying this. We are reaching out to business leaders, business owners in the UK.
But our ultimate cause, Trev, ultimate cause is to get this signpost up. You know, we can talk for hours until the day's long.
Yeah.
But if it's not being listened to, it's not being shared, then we're talking to ourselves. If we can somehow prick the ears of those that run this country, that those who make decisions about how businesses should operate. And we've spoken before, Trev, the number of, as you say, the S in SME, the number of small businesses that I know are struggling and I know are failing and I know are not getting the access to finance that they need, or they're not getting the support for all the obvious reasons. You know, unemployment's just gone up again.
Absolutely.
The backbone, as the government keeps saying, the backbone of our economy, the small businesses, has got a few discs out of place right now.
Absolutely.
I genuinely believe, I'm not saying it's all to do with finance, but I would say most of the problems that businesses are experiencing at the moment is the classic cash flow, working capital issues.
You're spot on.
And as you said earlier, Trev, when a business owner wakes up in the morning or goes to bed at night, what do they tend to do? They go onto that interweb, they go onto the Googles, they try and find somebody or a organization that can help them, and then they are potentially going down a pathway of computer says no or whatever it is, and we've got to stop that.
Exactly that. It's access to the knowledge, crucially. Access, let's be frank, let's cut to the chase, access to the cash.
Stop calling me Frank. So let's end this by saying thank you. Thank you for listening.
Indeed.
I hope that you enjoyed this first BFM.
Indeed.
Most importantly, let's help small businesses and make sure we
get the good message spread about. Get the good word spread around. Get it out
make
there.
Make sure.
Get it in front.
Get it out there.
That's get it out
make
there.
Sure. Just make sure we get it out there.
Just one.
Thank you for your time.
One final Sorry. Question before I say goodbye. Who holds the Calcutta Cup at the moment?
England.
Really?
We beat you at the weekend.
Yeah.
Come up the Red Roses.
Yeah, in your dreams.
Come on, the Red Roses.
In your dreams. So, listen, folks, as Dave says, let's hope it sparked. It's pricked, I think was the word you used earlier, my friend.
Pricked.
Pricked.
Ears.
Pricked ears. Worth listening to two old dogs banging on. As long as it helps, then we've achieved something.
Okay, Trev, let's end this now. So it's goodbye from him.
And it's a goodbye from me.
Thank you again for listening to BFM. This episode was sponsored by Number 8 Business Finance. Number 8 are an independent firm that offers an advisory-led service to those business owners that are seeking guidance or wanting access to a wide range of business finance products. If you are interested in sponsoring future episodes, or if you'd like to add your comments to this podcast, then you can contact us via Instagram and Twitter. Just search for Business Finance Matters. We hope you enjoyed this episode. All feedback is welcome. Please subscribe, because this will help the cause. It will help us get the signposting and the voice that we need for our industry and, of course, for the SMEs alike. Thank you again for listening, and look forward to having you back for future episodes.